call the meeting of the Department of Clubs and Organizations to order on Friday, September 7th, 2018 at 8:12 a.m. Joe Crowley Student Union, President's Conference Room on the third floor. We'll move into agenda item two, roll call. Director Matar, present. Assistant Director Hickman.
Present.
Commissioner Dory.
Present.
Commissioner Fulmer.
Present.
Commissioner Keegan.
Present.
Commissioner Raquel.
Present.
Commissioner Sittman.
Present.
Commissioner Young.
Present.
Quorum is met. We'll move into agenda item three, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item four, policies, procedures, and administrative action. The commission will hear the following operations requests. We'll move into Alzheimer's Foundation of America. If you guys could come up to the table, please. How are you?
Good.
Awesome. Can we get your names and positions in the organization?
Monique Dami, treasurer. Ruby Lopez, I'm the proxy.
Did you send a proxy email?
Yes, the president did.
I have to find it, but I'm pretty sure I got
it. Awesome. And are either of you ASUN elected or appointed officials? Can you tell us about your application?
So we're requesting $200 for four separate events where we visit elderly homes, and we're gonna buy like the elders flowers and snacks and kind of spend time with them. And we're asking for $200 because it is four different events. And yeah, I think that's about it.
Who reviewed this application? Commissioner Fulmer.
So I reviewed the application, and there's just a few things with it. So, for the commissioners, the spreadsheet's blank, but there's only a few items on the supporting documentation. So, with this, our policy states that we can't fund any direct donations. So, what exactly are you doing with these items?
Okay, so it's not a direct donation to Alzheimer's Foundation at all. It's basically we're to support our philosophy of supporting care for Alzheimer's. We're attending, you know, elderly homes and providing like a safe space with some music and snacks and flowers for them to kind of just see that people care that they have Alzheimer's already and not kind of just trying to focus on a cure for Alzheimer's.
In other words, what I'm understanding is these food items are kind of supplementary to what you're actually doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe with the direct donations, it's because the policy reads a direct donation or contribution, a service or product must be rendered for all monies disseminated, so I think it's talking about direct donation as far as monies.
Okay. And then on that case, are you all aware with operations funding, you have to use the money within 30 days?
No.
Okay, so if we were to grant you this money today, you do have to use those funds within 30 days. So we can change the amount if that changes your minds on things, and you're welcome to come into other operations fundings as you plan to go through these events.
Okay.
So like you said, like it's four different events happening.
Right.
And those four events are all happening like this month.
Yeah.
You're using that money for this month. That would make sense.
Okay.
So what is like your thoughts of how you want to move forward with this?
I believe they are throughout the whole semester. So I think it'd be easier if we just did for individual events.
Yeah. Okay. So
50. Yeah.
So. So with that, your spreadsheet kind of has to match the items.
Okay.
So how many of each item are you going to be buying?
How many of each item?
I honestly, the president did.
Do you want to like, take a minute?
Or when's your event?
It's early next month.
Okay, so yeah. If you guys want, we do these weekly.
Oh,
so if you guys want to go back, talk with your president, and then resubmit a new application for the one event, just email Assistant Director Hickman, and then we can get you on the agenda for that week's meeting.
Actually, can we just say two of each? Two, two, and two.
If you want to,
as long as there's support and documentation.
Okay, so with that, does someone have a spreadsheet open? So I move to add food item line one, item name pink frosted cookies, quantity two, unit price $4.99, food item line two, item name chocolate chip cookies, quantity two, unit price $5.99, food item line three, item name blueberry muffins, quantity two, unit price $5.99. By unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
Is that two for the two flowers as well?
Yes.
So I also move to add non-food item line one, item name dozen roses, quantity two, unit price $9.99. By unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
Yeah,
payment
was $53.92.
Okay. So I move to approve the Alzheimer's Foundation of America's operational application in the amount of $53.92.
Seconded by Commissioner Raquel. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Against, abstentions, motion carries. Thank you guys for coming.
Thank you.
We'll move into Nevada. UNR student chapter of the Wildlife Society. Nevada, teach them. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing well. Can we get your names and positions in the organization?
Yes, I'm Catherine Sweezy, president.
And I'm Hannah Clark, treasurer.
Awesome. And are either of you ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
Can you please tell us about your request?
We're just having our first like meeting of the year, and so it's going to be kind of a laid-back trivia and pizza night to recruit more members.
Awesome. Who reviewed this application? Commissioner Fulman?
I reviewed the application. And everything looked good on the application. So, I move to approve Nevada Chief STEM's operations application in the amount of $69.92.
Seconded by Commissioner Young. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against, abstentions. Motion carries. Congratulations. Thank you for coming. We'll move into Alpha Epsilon Delta. Hello.
Hi.
Can we get your names and positions in the organization?
Yes, Aaron, President.
Melanie Shackelford, Treasurer.
Are either of you ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
Can you please talk about your fundraising?
So we're requesting money for pizzas for kind of our recruitment week. We're having like a social night, so we just wanted food for all our potential members.
Who reviewed this application? Commissioner Raquel.
So their supporting document has like the quantity is five, and then the total price. Is it okay if we do like quantity five, quantity one?
Let me open that.
Or count five.
It's five of each, so like five pepperoni,
yeah,
five
yeah.
cheese.
Yeah.
But do you pay the $32.50?
That's $32.50 for five pizzas.
Okay.
But there's no like unit price for each one.
I think the best thing to do would be to name it whatever the line item is next to the $32.50. So you could do, since it's custom, extra, most, bestest, round, quantity one, $32.50. Right,
okay.
Because it looks like it's a bundle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I would do it that way.
Okay.
Cool.
Wait, they're both called that. Do I just ask them a question?
It's a little sincere.
burgers, yeah.
But what is
I think
cheese?
One's pepperoni and one's cheese.
One,
yeah.
It does say pepperoni on the bottom one. So, except
pepperoni is cheaper for some reason.
Please make that
I'm gonna call it the custom actually.
Yeah.
I moved to change food item line one, item name, custom extra most bestest round cheese, quantity one, unit price $32.50. Change line item two, item name, custom extra most bestest round pepperoni. Quantity one, unit price $30 by the end of this consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
62.50.
Okay. Commissioner
Rochelle? I move to approve Alpha Epsilon Delta for the operations app at the amount of 62.50.
Seconded by Commissioner Setton. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you guys.
Thanks.
We'll move into Nevada Disney. Hello.
How's it going? Good, thank you.
Awesome. Can we get your names and positions in the organization?
I'm Robert Pope, I'm the president.
I'm Brittany Hole, I'm the vice president.
And Jason.
I said it last night.
Can you tell us about your operations request?
So we put in a request for a tablecloth. We would like to use it during club fairs and meetings for aesthetic purposes and to advertise what our club name is. We put in a request 2 weeks ago, but the problem was I personally forgot to put the ASUN logo on it, so I had to go in there and change it. So, yeah.
Who reviewed this application? Commissioner Keegan.
So, yeah, everything was good. You saw us in the email because you missed information on your spreadsheet, but you got that back to me, so, you know, thank you for being so prompt with that. Yeah, the tablecloth has the ASUN logo on there, so that's all good. So, I move to approve Nevada Disney tablecloth unit of $149.99.
Seconded by Commissioner Young. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you guys.
Awesome. Thank you.
If someone could reach out, it's still kind of early, but did anyone hear anything from Nevada Local?
I don't think they're coming.
They're not coming? Did they ask to be rescheduled? Will you reach out to them if they do?
I have.
Oh.
Associated with Students of Gerontology is not coming.
Yeah.
And then Student Chapter of Wildlife Society didn't come. They don't want to be rescheduled.
They don't. What about Cliff Golf?
I am still.
Oh. So, just a few things I wanted to talk about. We're going to be restarting the newsletter. A few years ago, we had a newsletter up that one of the commissioners would work on, and we would send it monthly to clubs and organizations, and we would highlight clubs, talk about all the events they have going on, if kind of a way for them to advertise, and I think it'll be a good tool for you guys to inform each other about what's going on in your coalition so you guys can go attend events and whatnot. So Mapu, she is the director of PR. She's going to be spearheading that with Inkblot. So what you guys will be tasked with, I'm thinking starting next month, is you'll be responsible for emailing your coalitions and asking them for events they have going on in that month, if they'd like to highlight anything specific, and then we'll aggregate the data, send it to Inkblot and Mapu, and then they will send out a newsletter to all of the listserv, so all of the clubs and orgs know what's going on. So I think that's a really great opportunity. So please keep an eye out for that. We'll probably start October 1st. And then, Commissioner Young.
After emailing the clubs, is there like a survey they can fill out instead of us getting like 100 emails about like their events? We can just make like a survey. I mean, I can even do it.
If you want to create like a woofoo we send out to the listserv, and then it automatically, that's a great idea.
Like, it'll just categorize it, and we can just help share it.
Would you like to take that project on?
I can, yeah.
Cool. Do you think you can have something rendered by the beginning of next month?
Yeah, cool. Definitely.
All right. Awesome. And then the Fall 1 deadline is today at midnight, so please keep an eye out if clubs are emailing you for last-minute questions and whatnot. Please try to be as accommodating as possible and respond to those emails. Along with that, we'll be probably posting the agenda on Sunday, so you guys will have your assignments on Sunday to review applications. I'm going to request that you guys have those reviewed by Tuesday at midnight, and please reach out to the clubs as soon as possible so they have enough time in case there are issues with their application. Fall 1 funding hearing is going to be next Saturday and Sunday, or excuse me, next Friday and Saturday, so please free your schedules. We've known about this for a long time, so I think we're going to go 4 hours one day, and then depending on how many applications we'll get, we'll see how long we go on Saturday. Finally, Wes has been working real hard on iLead, so I'm sure he'll touch on that in his report. Thank you guys for a great club fair. Thank you, Assistant Director Hickman, for planning that event. It went really well, so I appreciate you guys going out there and meeting all the clubs and orgs. And finally, start working on, if you guys have project ideas, I know last week was very busy, I'd like you to bring those to me, we can talk about them, and then I want to see you guys start working on those projects. And that's the end of my report.
Very
soon. Okay. Will you sign that project? And do you have a second?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll move into agenda item 6, report of the assistant director.
I don't know.
Okay. We'll move into agenda item 7, report to commissioners. Commissioner Fury. Commissioner Fulman.
I have a report for just a second.
Okay. I'm going to move real quick back into agenda item 5. On your report, so we used to have a project section on the agenda last year, but after talking with the secretaries, we removed it. So during these times when you guys start taking on projects, we'll start discussing the projects within your respective reports, just so you're aware. We'll move back into agenda item 7, report of the commissioners. Commissioner Keegan?
I have a report.
Commissioner Rickell?
No report.
Commissioner Sutton?
Sports Council meeting is requested but not approved yet for September 21st. I'll let you know if that gets approved for the space in the Joe. And like for project ideas, I kind of just want to go off of anything that the clubs and sports coalition like need or if they want, and then I kind of want to go from there.
So you can kind of gather that at your first sports council meeting?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Anything else? Commissioner Young?
No.
Commissioner Fulmer, are you ready? Commissioner Fulmer.
Okay. So, iLead is coming along. It's giving me all the stress.
So with iLead, Bandana Hart is official. We have her contract signed. So she will be speaking as our keynote speaker. She'll be doing a 45-minute intro keynote as well as like a 15-minute wrap-up type thing at the end of the conference. We're working on bringing different leadership trainings to iLead. So if you have ideas for those, please send those to me as soon as possible so I can reach out and confirm with those people who are coming to present. And then the graphics are being finished up now. I'm waiting on a Woohoo form from Raul, and then registration will start hopefully by Wednesday next week. That's my goal. So iLead is about 3 weeks out. So I will need all of you all there at 9:30. We'll just meet here in like the office at 9:30. Go over a quick like pre thing, and then
I'm gonna jump in real quick. So we'll probably do the week before. So since it's the 29th, we will have a department meeting on the 28th. But I'm thinking maybe like sometime in that week we'll sit down and we'll do an hour by hour, and we'll break down everything that we need and any last minute things. So keep an eye out for that. I'll get your guys' availability. Probably closer to that date.
But one more thing I wanted to talk about was we are making the iLead conference mandatory that each club send two club members to the iLead conference. So with that, it's been talked about not allowing clubs to send, or like individuals to represent more than one club, to make sure that we're getting this leadership information out to as many people as possible, because it is kind of, we are changing the dynamic of everything. So there's that. And then one more thing to talk about between you all, maybe your opinion on, is some sort of penalty if clubs decide not to come or have circumstances for not coming to iLead.
So now's the time to have that discussion. If you guys have any thoughts. Commissioner Former, do you have any initial ideas that you'd like to throw out?
An idea that was discussed and I thought of was if a club does not send any members to iLead, preventing them from tabling at Spring Club Fair.
How do you guys feel about that? Commissioner Stein.
The only idea I had was to say like a penalty, like not being allowed to apply for funding for a while, but not all the clubs apply for funding, so I do like that.
Commissioner Keegan.
Do you think like recognition would be a little too intense?
Yeah. Commissioner Ford.
I want some sort of like community service penalty, like hours. Can you do anything like that?
No, we do not. No, we cannot do that. Commissioner Raquel, do you have any thoughts?
I mean, I like the idea. Would we hold some part of funding? What we kind of did?
Last year we did, just for context, we did, I think we suspended operations funding. Mm-hmm. But again, Commissioner Sentner brought up a good point. Some clubs don't use operations funding.
That's true.
Commissioner, yeah.
What if we did all funding in general for a period of time?
Again, some clubs will just not use funding. So I think this is the fairest penalty. And that's just my opinion. Are we all on the same page? Commissioner?
I do think that not being allowed to table clubs there is the most practical.
Okay. So we are all in agreement that the penalty, because we have to notify the clubs and give them enough time to plan. Commissioner?
Question. For club fair last week, how many clubs out of the total clubs tabled?
Close to probably
like percentage wise, like roughly, because like
A rough percentage is almost 90%.
90%,
okay.
And then with that as well, should there be a different penalty if they decide to send one member instead of two?
I think if they have at least one, like, because they made an effort, like, I don't know.
Just on that, just to talk about the other side of that, if you do that and everyone just sent one,
But
go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Commissioner.
Like, think about it, if we did like the same penalty for it, like why would they even go in the first place? That's what I would be thinking. Like why would he show up and then get penalized anyways? You know what I mean? Like why would people show up? That one person.
And that's a valid argument.
Okay.
But
so we just need
you
a
have to
one.
Yeah. So
okay.
Commissioner Keegan.
I get what you're saying, like, if we make an exception for, like, if they just sent one, but it's like, I do think that what, like, Thomas was saying, that they at least made the effort to at least send one person, but I still think, like, the penalty should be enough to act as a deterrent to, like, say, hey, you still need to send two. It's not going to be as bad if you don't send anybody, but you still really need to try for two.
For sure.
Well, they don't know what's going to happen if they only sent one. It's required to send two.
Well, we want to notify all the clubs and arcs ahead of time because that's the fairest thing to do. Why don't you guys think about it? We'll hear this club and then we'll revisit this. We'll move back into agenda item 4 and hear Association for Computing Machinery.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, we'll hear your application. How are you?
Doing okay. How about you?
Can we get your names and positions in the organization?
So I'm Derek Stratton. I'm the president.
I'm Chris Coe, and I'm the treasurer.
Awesome. And are either of you ASU elected or appointed officials?
No.
Can you tell us about your application?
Yeah, so this is our first event, our first general meeting of the semester where trying to have it as a recruit meeting where we're looking for new members to join our club or looking to inform people about what our club is about and let them know that we are like the main computer science club on campus.
Awesome. Who reviewed this application? Commissioner Fiore?
Hi. So everything looks good. Just one small thing. Since on the supporting document you have the pizza divided by which said pepperoni and cheese.
Yes.
We just need to edit the spreadsheet to reflect the difference between those two, like which one.
Oh, like quantify how much.
Yeah. Exactly. So you guys can actually split it in half, like the quantity of them.
I think we're thinking about doing 30 pepperoni, 10 cheese.
Okay.
40 total.
Okay. So I move to change food item on line 1, name Little Caesars pizza cheese, quantity 30, unit price stays at $5. By unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
Okay.
Commissioner Fiore.
And then I move to add food item line 7, Little Caesars pizza pepperoni. Quantity 10, unit price of $5. By unanimous consent.
Can we switch those, the 30 to pepperoni and then the 10 to cheese?
I'm sorry, did I misspeak? Did I mess that up?
I think you did the 34 cheese.
Oh, you want 30 pepperoni?
Yes,
okay.
Please.
So you're in the middle of the motion. Is there any dissent to the motion? Yes, okay. Motion fails. Okay. Commissioner Fiore.
Okay, so I move to change food item line 1 to quantity of 10 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Commissioner Fiore.
I move to change, I move to add food item line 7, Little Caesars pizza pepperoni, quantity 30, unit price $5, by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
Okay, the amount should stay the same on that. So I move to approve the Association for Computing Machinery operations application in the amount of $263.61.
Seconded by Commissioner Raquel. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, We'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against, abstentions, motion carries. Thank you for coming in. We'll move back into agenda item 7, report of the commissioners, Commissioner Fulmer. So we can continue this discussion. I would like to have something in place by the end of today's meeting so we can give clubs enough time. So, Commissioner Burkett.
So are we going to like actually say if you bring one person to this kind of
practice? I have to, the way, Commissioner Fulmer, do you have a plan for that?
So the way I intend on going about it is emailing the clubs a lot of information all at once. So it's going to be like, this is when you have to be here, when check-in is, this is the registration link, this is also our community service event. So it'll be one big mass email. And at the bottom of the email, it's going to say, if none of your club members attend, this is the consequence for not going. However, if you have any extenuating circumstances, please feel free to reach out. If they reach out and they can prove to me that every single club member cannot go to the ILEAD conference, that's when they'll be excused from the ILEAD conference. If they can reach out to me and say every other member except for one member can go, that's when they'll be excused and that one member can come. But it's when like they don't reach out to me and just one member shows up. That's the punishment we're looking for. So what I will send to them is the two members if they just don't show up. But if we decide on doing, if only one member shows up as well, we can decide to excuse that if they can prove that only that one member can come, or we can choose to add a punishment on that, either way.
I don't believe we had anything in place last year, correct me if I'm wrong, Susan Gregory, for the one member sent.
Last year, did y'all require only one member to come?
No.
Okay.
And then to check in and
check out. So I don't know if it's necessary to even place a punishment for one.
Okay.
But if you guys feel it's necessary to place a penalty, then we can. How do you guys feel about that? Commissioner Dahl.
I agree with you. Like, if it wasn't a huge problem last year, then it most likely won't be a problem this year.
Mr. Keegan.
This is different. I actually need to go to class.
Okay, your excuse. Commissioner Seton.
I think that punishment is a little more harsh than in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Because club won.
It's not meant to be a punishment.
Yeah.
I think punishment is the wrong word. It's just a penalty we want. We want everyone to show up, so it's just a way to deter people from not coming. So
I think that's, I don't think you should add it personally.
Commissioner,
maybe same penalty? Sorry.
Yeah, and I think that might be the best way to do it. Just keep it the same across the board. If you do not send two members,
then you get it.
You will, you know, and you just leave it at that because that way it covers if they only send one or if they send. So I think that's a good, yeah. Are we all in agreement on that? Okay. I don't know if, I don't believe we need a formal vote on that. So as long as we all are in agreement, we can move forward. We'll do anything else. Commissioner Rochelle.
Sorry. When is like that information going out to clubs?
It'll go out with the registration. So as soon as I have that, unless you think otherwise.
Okay. So yeah, we won't. The goal is to give at least 2 weeks in advance.
Okay.
But hopefully more. If we can get, I think we're going to get it out by Wednesday.
Yeah.
Commissioner Seton.
Wes, are you going to be emailing all the clubs or should we be emailing?
It'll go out on the club listserv, so it'll go out to all the clubs.
Okay.
And then we'll probably do a reminder where each of you will send to your specific coalitions. Probably we'll do maybe we'll do like a week in advance and then like a 3 day before registration closes.
And I don't know if you all saw, but I already sent out like a save the date last week, so, or early this week. It was on Tuesday. It's been a week, people. So they already have the date, and I've already gotten some questions on iLeave, so clubs are already thinking about it.
Awesome. Anything else? Commissioner Cole?
That's it.
Awesome. For the record, Commissioner Keegan left the room at 8:46 a.m. We'll move back into agenda item 6, report of the Assistant Director.
I have intern interviews today, so we'll have department interns before the weekend is over. We have interviews today and Sunday, and then on Sunday I'll be calling them to tell them that they're in the department. So sometime next week we'll have a little social thing and you can meet the interns.
Are we allowed to come to those interviews?
No.
I wanted to see what I look like.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah.
Awesome. We'll move into agenda item 8, approval of minutes. Pass the minutes down. Jeff, I want to take a look at that. Seeking a motion to approve the minutes from August 24, 2018. Commissioner
Fulman? So moved.
Is there a second? Seconded by Commissioner Raquel. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. We'll move into agenda item 9, remarks. Are there any remarks? Just one quick thing. Can someone reach out to Omega Delta Sigma. Okay.
I just
Move into agenda item 11, public comment. Is there any public comment? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 12, adjournment. I'm seeking a motion to adjourn this meeting at 8:49 a.m. Commissioner Fiore?
I second. What do I say?
So moved. Is there a second? Seconded by Commissioner Raquel. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against? I adjourn this meeting at 8:49 a.m.